This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to the Citizen Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and that kind of stuff. And do be involved, seriously. You know, you heard Rick say that the young people he's raising up, we need to support those young people. I'm not just talking about financially. I mean, we need to support them. Tell them what a great job they're doing. Help them out. Help them understand. Tell them how much, you know, you appreciate what they're doing. Seriously. Anyway, I don't know if you guys heard this weekend. Went by like with a whisper. Almost. You hear about the UN official that was found dead? Which is really weird because it seems like he was set to testify against Hillary Clinton on the same day. Somehow a barbell fell on his neck. This is like a Columbo murder moment, whatever. It seems like every time somebody, you know, she's about ready to be nailed. So the Clintons as a whole, somebody ends up dead. And, you know, she's got no scandals, right? I mean, she's clean all the way around. Somebody sent me this earlier today. I think it's great. You want to lay out some of the Hillary Clinton scandal? Watergate was one of them. Remember, you know, and that scandal wasn't that she was involved in Watergate. You know what that scandal was, right? That scandal was point blank, flat out, that she lied. She lied on the evidence, or about the evidence that they had. So she was fired from there. And then you got to have to look up some of these. I don't have enough time to go through them all. Whitewater, right? Oh, yeah, and then there was that guy, Vince Foster, the suicide by, right? I mean, another guy that ends up dead for no apparent reason. Then it was Travelgate. Then it was Chinagate, right? Travelgate, where the whole travel department was under scrutiny after she got control of it. Before that, it was fine. Chinagate, the Senate campaign donations of 2000, the Clinton Foundation, still ongoing. Sandy Berger from 2007, WikiLeaks, a whole bunch of stuff about her. Benghazi, the Haitian mining incident. I mean, we could go on and on and on. And then now this guy. Now think about it. He had something on them. Oh, yeah, and people knew it. Amazing how lucky the Clintons are. That God they must pray to. Not mine. But the God they pray to, man, he got a lot of power or something. Right? I mean, here's a guy that's going to testify against them, and he ends up dead in a freak barbell accident. I bet you we're going to find out the guy never worked out a day in his life, right? That's a good point. You want to know why the computer guy pleaded the fifth 125 times? I kept him alive. It was good for his health. So Ash was due in court Monday with his Chinese businessman co-defendant, Nig Lap Seng, who's charged with smuggling $4.5 million of the U.S. since 2013 and lying that it was to buy art and casino chips. Nig was identified in a 1998 Senate report as the source of hundreds of thousands of dollars illegally funneled through an Arkansas restaurant. 1998. Who do we know that was in Arkansas in 1998? The Clintons were still in Arkansas. They hadn't moved to Washington yet. Ah, I forgot. Anyway, restaurant. Charlie Tree, the Democratic National Committee. Wait a minute, Charlie Tree. Oh, so the restaurant owner's name was Charlie Tree, and that money went to the Democratic National Committee during the Clinton administration. Wow, amazing. So money came in from outside the country, went to an Arkansas restaurant, and then that Arkansas restaurant donated that money to the Democratic National Committee. And who ran in 99? Oh, the Clintons again. We had the President's Clinton back then. So, let me see, what else? Nig and Tree had visited the White House several times for Democrat fundraising events and were photographed with then-President Billy Boy Clinton and the First Lady as well. So, one source told me that during the trial, the prosecutors would have linked Ash to the Clinton bagman, NG. It would have been very embarrassing. His death was very convenient. Now, let me see. I think this was the article in the paper. Dobbs Ferry, New York, a former president of the UN General Assembly awaiting trial in the bribery scandal, died in a weightlifting accident when a barbell he was lifting from a bench dropped on his neck. The autopsy revealed this on Thursday. I wonder who did the autopsy. John Ash was declared dead late Wednesday afternoon by paramedics who responded to his Dobbs Ferry home. Mr. Kunjata Ashar, West Chester County Medical Examiner, said the cause of death, traumatic asphyxia, was determined during an autopsy. Though she did not perform the procedure herself and didn't have any additional details. It was even an accident based on the combination of the information from the autopsy and an investigation by the Dobbs Ferry Police Department. I wonder if that police department get a whole bunch of new grant money. What do you think? I think that'll show up out of nowhere or what? Police department said that the death appears to be accidental, but refused to comment further. Why would that be? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Yes, we could say chicky. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Oh, is it what? You think it's natural to say chicky? But as long as you call a guy and or a girl chicky, I guess that would be equal and natural. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Too much coffee, apparently. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What was I ranting about before the break? Clinton. There's nothing to rant about with them. They're just a bunch of thieves. Cowards. Liars. What's that? You know, he's right, though. When you have Clinton and Trump, Rick Green, when you have Clinton and Trump as your front runners, not only does it speak to where society's at, but those people who talk about Clinton like she's a goddess, I don't believe they don't know what she's done. I don't even believe that they don't believe that she's done those things. I just think they've been so full of garbage that Democrats are always good, Republicans are always bad, that they're willing to take it. You know, if you go do some history, and you read some of the facts around FDR and how close FDR comes to like a Bernie Sanders, right? Now, FDR was considered an out-and-out radical in his day. Did you know that? The Democrats sought to block his nomination. They went out of their way to make sure he couldn't get it. But he did appeal to the masses. And when he entered the delegation, he only had 600 delegates. He needed 770 votes to secure the two-thirds majority. Now, listen to what I'm saying to you. When he entered it, he only had 600. He needed another 170. Now, in the end, he was nominated by, he got 945 delegates by the time he was done. So, let's not underestimate anybody, especially and including Mr. Trump and or Mr. Bernie. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If I can play this, let's see if I can get this played. Young lady, and you know, the article says it's a young black woman. And I kind of take exception at that. I don't know why we have to say it's a young black woman, but whatever. She goes in a coffee shop. She's wearing a Trump hat. So right away, she's attacked. What a wonderful group. She's attacked for wearing a Trump hat by a black man who says she doesn't understand. But what I want you to do is, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear how well articulated she is. And she doesn't get mad at him, and she doesn't speak out loud at him, and she doesn't do all the crazy stuff that we hear on a regular basis. She's very, very pointed in her conversation. Take a listen.
Why is he raising money for... Why are you raising money from the interest now? Huh? Why are you raising money from the public interest? I mean, from the political interest right now?
He funded his own primary campaign.
Now, if you didn't hear it, the first guy's asking, so why is, you know, if he's so great, why is he raising money now? Why is he raising all that money now? All that money? Do they not track Hillary? Well, she's so sweet and nice. There's no reason to track her.
Right now, he's only raising money through the Republican Party. They've been doing this all the time.
But the Republican Party, the money that he's getting right now is special interest.
So the money he's... What money? He's not getting any money. So he can't have special interest money if they're not doling out checks. Listen to her. I should just let her talk.
She's funded by the big corporations, the same people that control the Democrats, the same people that control the Republicans.
You know what? If I had a business that had an opening, I'd hire her. Just because she's willing to talk things through and she has some common sense. And this guy's like going, whatever.
And that's why they're in collusion. All these trade deals. Okay, so let's talk about trade deals, right? So
trade deals that he thought were good at first, and now it's in their back.
He was a businessman. He wasn't going to start getting into politics and crossing politicians.
Should I ask you a question? Why the devil is vote with Trump? If he thinks these trade deals are so bad, why can't he even, if he's going to have a
hat
to
made this, in America.
Not all of them are made in America. They are not.
Well, he has made products that are made overseas. Why? Because all the factories. He says he's tried to get TVs for his hotels in the U.S., but there's no factories. They've been shipped overseas. Why?
She's so right. It's almost impossible to have anything made in this country today for a lot of reasons. Remember, he's a businessman. Let's start off there. Okay? So... you're trying to get these hats manufactured and done and what have you. They're 10 times the amount of money in the state. I wonder why. Unions, regulations, they have to have the stuff shipped in from overseas because we don't make this stuff here anymore. Have you read any of the manufacturing numbers? Do you have a clue as to where we're at? No, seriously. We're so bad at manufacturing things, even our manufacturing plants, that the ones we do have, are run by the Chinese. Apparently because we can't run them or something. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Because of Hillary, Bill, Clinton, NAFTA, and GATT, which has literally struck all the facts.
Don't you love that? You know, this the other moron sitting on the other side of the table, he can't really articulate much of anything. She's running down NAFTA and our trade deals and everything else, and all he can say is, yeah, well, Trump was for all that stuff.
Bill Clinton, NAFTA, and GATT, which has literally struck all the facts. Exactly. And that's why I say the Republicans and the Democrats together are bad for this country. And that's why I trust him, because he's outside of it. He's not a Republican, really. He's not. He's just running as a Republican. The Democrats have screwed us. The Republicans...
Now look, I don't know what her leaning is. I mean, it sounds like she might be a conservative Republican. What do you think? But look how honest she is, right? When she talked about Trump is not a Republican, and he's not a conservative, but he'll get the job done. I mean, this is coming from the average person. These are the people he's going to reach. Here's a black conservative woman that's going to vote for him, and she's probably going to call for him, and she's probably going to walk for him.
And that's why I trust Trump, because he's outside of it. He's not a Republican, really. He's not. He's just running as a Republican. The Democrats have screwed us. The Republicans have screwed us. We finally have...
Ain't that the truth? The Dems have screwed us. The Republicans have screwed us. We're just getting screwed all the way around.
An outsider to say enough is enough to all the trade deals that these people do. Do you know why they do these trade deals? Because they're funded.
What can he do for trade deals? What can he do to stop it? He can't stop it by himself. You gotta
for one thing.
Oh, God, your guy sitting in the office today stops all kinds of deals, starts all kinds of deals, signs all kinds of stuff. What do you mean, what can he do? He can break the law like your guy's doing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listed on the Real Side. We will be back shortly. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
dangerous blood clot.
Device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. So, you know, knowing Xander's from England, and I hear this song, and if you picture the scene of them all dancing down the street, I want you to imagine Xander up front in that front line. No? Too much, your brain looks blown? Yeah, I get it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you on board. Do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I don't know, this is going to be a hard one to do, but I'm going to try it anyway. This is the map that Tammy sent me today. And the Red Cross has apologized for the super racist pool safety poster that shows black children misbehaving while white kids obey the rules. I don't know where they're getting that. And we can post it up on Facebook later, right? On the Facebook page? Okay, so somebody sends Red Cross and notes says, send a new pool poster to blah, blah, blah. The current one they have with your name on it is super racist. So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm trying to figure this out. Is it the blue whale in the background? Maybe they want the green one or an orange one. I don't know. I can't figure this out. And I'm looking, and then they have all these little signs. So they have kids running the pool, and it says, not cool, you know, in little, what do you call that, over them. There's a black kid that's jumped off the diving board, and he's going into the water. And it says, not cool. And then there's a black kid yelling in the pool, and it says, not cool. And then there's, a black kid pushing a white kid into the water, like we all do. Again, it says, not cool. So all those not, let me see, that's one, two, three. Really, there's only three not cools that entail black kids. And then there's one, two. No, that's a cool. There's a one not cool. That's a, you think a kid's white in the far right-hand corner? Yeah, okay. So he's white. And then, but there's a difference here. There's a black and a white kid running. They're both marked as not cool. The black kid pushing the white kid into the pool, they're playing. It's marked not cool. Why is it the black person? Why is it the white person? Or both of them? And then if you look in the pool, there's a black and a white kid playing. Nothing, no cool, bad cool, yes cool. White kid, the black kid swimming. Right? The black girl sitting on the side of the pool. Man, I go through this all night long and just say, what exactly is racist about this? Makes no sense to me. The John Sawyer wrote, hey, Red Cross new pool poster would be nice. The one you have with your name on it appears to be racist. So I think John is a soft spine. That's what we'll start calling him. We'll coin a term like that. SS, a soft spine. Red Cross quickly responded to the tweet. Quickly yanked everything down. Because they have to be right. Now, the organization has recently removed the poster from their website. They said that they're going to redo the poster and put it back up later. This is just nuts. Who did it offend? It offended a white guy. I wonder if anybody from the black community wrote on it, or wrote to them, or said, pull that down, that's disgusting. It's been up forever. It's not new, right? No, it's not new. It's an older poster. Actually, it looks kind of older, too. I don't know. It's just, again, the hyper, oversensitive PC groups. You won't even be able to nod your head anymore. Like, you know, hey, how you doing? Because that'll somehow be considered racist. Or some kind of phobic. You know what I mean? All right, let's see. What else is up there that is exciting? Now, you know, I get the stories. I just keep forgetting that. I should put them in order. One of these days I will. And about the president, that might work. Yeah, see, when we get this late into the show, I'm going through. I got like 15 of them here. And I get really excited earlier because I get them all. Oh, here you go. Been waiting to do this one. This is great. So, Nancy Pelosi. I know. Every time I say that name, somebody goes and throws up. I get it. It's okay. I can live with it. So, Nancy, and I quote and unquote here, Hillary's record doesn't matter. What's important is she's a woman. Can you imagine if the Republicans said that about one of their candidates? No, really, seriously. So when asked, come on, really? Here we go, there you go. When asked during the weekly press conference about whether the New York Senator Hillary Clinton vote for the Iraq War should be disqualifying Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said what was actually important was to elect a woman president. Did she say that when Carly was running? Probably not. Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee said earlier this week that any Democrat who voted for the Iraq War should be disqualified as being your party's nominee. He said, you called the Iraq War, among other things, a grotesque mistake. He was obviously implying that Hillary Clinton should not be the nominee. Pelosi said, if we're relegating the Iraq War, let me say that the House of Representatives, we saw things differently in a majority of the House Democrats voting against the Iraq War. I was top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee at the time. As such, I was required to receive all the intelligence, all the information. And I said at the time that the intelligence does not support the threat. I had better access than most people, and I couldn't really say what it was. But I don't think a vote for the war 13 years ago or 14 years ago, the vote was 02, so that's a long time. She's trying to get the dates right. Can you see her doing that? I mean, this was wrong all the way around. Having said it, that was then, this is now. We go forward. I do not think that Hillary Clinton took that on. Nor do I think that the vote for John Kerry took on, that John Kerry took disqualifies him from being president as well. It's almost like a, first of all, let's not nitpick as Republicans, as conservatives. Let's not do that. Let's go after somebody for actually doing something wrong that we can prove that's right in your face. Here we go. Always. Anyway, look. If the only criteria is that Hillary's a woman, if the only criteria, has to do with what sexual organ somebody has, and it's just disgusting at every level. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The here's a good one, too. I go through these stories that you guys send, and I've learned now that the title isn't always representative of what's in the text. You guys have got me once too many times. There are professors that are being investigated for presenting, you ready for this one, opposing views on an issue. Now, two professors at the University of North Carolina were investigated after students complained that they were forced to hear opposing viewpoints. Bunch of sissies. Yeah, that's right, you heard me, sissies. The complaints were made to the Northern Colorado's bias... here's those boneheads again. The complaints were made to the Northern Colorado's bias response team. An Orwellian office on campus that asked students to report their... to report their peers and professors for anything that upsets or offends them. Wow. Hey, I'm offended he gave me a D. How's that? Because I'm Italian, you know. He's Irish. That's right. Report him. Send him to the gulag. Look how ridiculous this is. Students, anyway, to report both their peers and professors for anything that upsets them or offends them. When the news outlet Heat Street made an open record request for some of the complaints, it discovered that two students had become so upset about being about having to hear an opinion they disagreed with that they filed reports with the school administrators. And rather than telling the students to go pound sand, rather than tell students to buck up, because they might hear those opinions outside of college or on the news or in the media, the school told the professors to stop teaching, that there's an alternate viewpoint. Nuts. Just nuts. So they're not campuses anymore. They're indoctrination camps. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Be back in a minute.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
A full-time engineer over here. I'm Joe, the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. The, the stories you guys send are great. I really wish somebody would put, like, bullet points on them, though. That would be the best. So we have professors that are being investigated for presenting opposing viewpoints. So we have, what did you guys call them before? Snowflakes. We had snowflakes that can't handle both sides being presented. So here it is. They lodge a complaint. Don't say it. They lodge a complaint against two professors because the professor, here, let me read it to you. One professor instructed the students to read an article. Let me make sure I'm on the right page here. I love when the computers go back and forth. There we go. So rather than telling the students to buck up because they might hear those opinions outside of college or in the news, the professors were told to stop teaching and find an alternate viewpoint. Now, one professor instructed his students to read an article from The Atlantic written by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education's president, Greg Lukianoff, and social psychologist Jonathan Haidt, titled The Coddling of the American Mind. The article, ooh, that's what made them mad. The name of the article made them mad. The Coddling of the American Mind. The article explains that allowing students to hide from controversial and upsetting ideas, like through the use of safe spaces and trigger warnings, actually harms those students. Yeah, we did a story a couple of weeks ago about something similar to this. After reading the article, the professor asked his students to address controversial topics such as abortion, gay marriage, global warming, and transgenderism. The professor made no indication as to what his opinion was, which is the way he should do it. But one student who identifies as transgender was upset that the professor even referenced the opinion that transgender is not a real thing, and no one can truly feel like they are born in the wrong body. Instead of learning how to confront this opinion and be able to adequately teach someone how they are wrong to believe that, the student felt they shouldn't have had to hear it in the first place. Because they'll never hear it again, I'm sure. They'll never hear it even by accident while changing stations. They'll never read it anywhere. I mean, it's just great. It's just amazing. He goes on to say, I would just like the professor to be educated about what trans is and how... Now, here's another joke. We're told not to use the terminology trans. But yet, he used it here, or she used it here. That's okay. I guess it's okay for them to use it, but if we respond back using it, then we're bad. It's like the N-word, I guess. I guess if you're black, you can use the word. If not... I'm going to be schooled, I can tell. If not, yes.
I think that all of these conservative students should start filing complaints, too, on these things that are offensive to them, because eventually the school will have to shut down if you shut down both sides of the debate.
There'll be nothing to talk about.
Exactly. Nobody will be able to say anything.
They'll
just have these big empty buildings that
there you go. I think
that'll
work out really
children.
Well. I like that. Worked out perfectly.
All right. That's, all,
be, that's all you had to say?
That's it.
Yeah, they'll have to... Now, the funny thing about this, if you think about it, the professor wasn't expressing an opinion. He was asking them. You remember we were in the 70s, I don't know if they did it later on, but in the 70s they used to have debate teams, or even in our speech class or other classes, you took a hot topic and you would speak to both sides. Right? A member of the bias response team advised the professor not to revisit transgender issues in his classroom, if possible, to avoid the students' expressed concerns. He was also told to avoid stating opinions. But he didn't state opinions. But they told him to stay away from his or those of the authors. So, again, we can't get... This is why they're snowflakes. This is why they have so much trouble. Right? These are babysitting services. We don't want to get the kids upset. We just want them there all day. We don't want them losing their minds. Just sickening. Sickening, mad, saddening. Whatever word you want to use is fine by me. But these kids... are we serious? These kids cannot handle... they can't handle the truth or can't handle reality? Is that what we're being told here? Is that what we're thinking? Yeah, I just don't get this. I never got this. My dad would slap me upside the head and say, what is wrong with you? Shut up and sit down and we're going to talk about this. Do you really think that some of the most successful people in the world are successful because they don't hear negative things? Right? Do you think Bill Gates and those guys never heard anything negative in their lives about themselves? There were people all around the place that are constantly hearing, bad things about their kind of personalities How do you learn to push through it? How do you learn to deal with it if it doesn't happen? These parents that hovered over their kids and wouldn't let them hear anything nasty, now they can't handle it at all. Right? There's a Northern Colorado professor who was also investigated for this little, you know, they have nicknamed this team, what do they call it? The bias response team is called BRAT. Right? For assigning a controversial reading on homosexuality. Now, specifically, there were two topics of debate that triggered them. He personally felt like it was an attack on their identity. Right? The one, I can't repeat the site because you people go crazy. God hates F's, which is by that Westboro Baptist, those Westboro Baptist idiots. Right? Is this harmful? Is this acceptable? Is this Christianity? Think about that. So one of his topics was, go check out a site by a Christian group, right, or by a proclaimed Christian group, how they lay out how they believe that God feels about homosexuals. And he asked them the question, I want you to write about it, I want you to discuss if this is harmful, is it acceptable, is it true Christianity? So he's asking them to use their brains to think, to work through something, and that's now unacceptable in colleges. You're being screwed at the tune of, what, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. I hope it's worth it. I hope it's the best non-sex you've ever had. Seriously. He also went on to talk about gay marriage. Should it be legal? Is homosexuality immoral, as Christians suggest? Now, think about this. These are all things that are going on in the news today. He's trying, or they're trying to help these kids be stronger, to be able to push through these issues and talk about just about anything, and they're being punished for it. And they want to know why we're not getting anywhere. The one student feels that the class as a whole should not have to hear an opinion that's counter to what they believe, because it's all about them. Thank you, Mommy and Daddy. Appreciate the little brats and self-absorbed kids that you've raised. It's helping us so much in society, isn't it? He goes on to say, I don't believe the students should be required to listen to their own rights and personhood debated. Personhood? What the heck is that? The students wrote this to the professor. Oh, the students wrote that the professor should remove these topics from the list of debate topics. Debating the personhood of an entire minority demographic should not be classroom exercise. Let me see. We have debated and talked from a historical standpoint before. I'm going back a ways. Some of you won't remember this. They talked about immigration as it pertained to the Italians, the French, the German, the Japanese. How many should we let into the country? Do they actually help the country? You know what it does? It opens your mind up. It gives you something to think about. You know, most people can't even defend their positions. Why? Because you can't talk about them. We're raising a bunch of wimps. No. We're not bullying them. We're raising a bunch of wimps because they can't even discuss some of the most simple issues. Yeah, complex, yes. Simple issues in today's society. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You have a great rest of the day. We will catch you on tomorrow.